Soil and weather conditions this spring here in the state of Iowa and the surrounding states can have a major impact on the development of the region's corn crop going into the heart of the growing season. Crop stress associated with nitrogen deficiency, it should be a big concern for the corn growers, and that stress is showing up in some fields around the area. We talked with Tracy Blackmer. We asked him to tell me, well, first of all, Tracy, tell me about your responsibility.
Well, I'm the director of research for the Iowa Bean Association, So I'm full-time staff there. I live near Madrid. I have a 25-acre place, but I raise mostly foxtail and ragweed. But we do a lot of field research projects around the state, focusing on nitrogen and corn. So last year we had over 250 replicated nitrogen trials that we collected yield data on and stock nitrate data on and so forth, and over 1,000 fields that we evaluated with aerial imagery and stock nitrate, which we've been doing now for 6 years.
Okay. Well, this has certainly been a wet spring so far. How is this affecting the growth?
One of the biggest issues with nitrogen management is the amount of spring rainfall you have. When nitrogen is in the nitrate form, when you have enough rain to move the soil profile, the nitrate will leach out with that water. That's why we hear about high nitrates in the streams and rivers. And this spring for areas in western Iowa, the amount of spring rainfall we had was way above normal. And the result is we've seen a lot more nitrogen stress in these corn fields than we do in the average year.
Mm-hmm. So that means you have to change things?
Yes. I think the first thing you want to do is you certainly want to evaluate your current in status. And a late spring soil test would be a good thing right now, this time of the year, to see how much kind of residual is in the soil. But that's a one-point-in-time measurement. I think longer term, the more you monitor the crop, the more you can get whether or not a stress is coming or whether it's being corrected or whether or not, how serious is your in-stress and should you be paying for additional in and applying that. Aerial imagery is one of the better tools that will let people go out and evaluate the entire field at one shot. I mean, you're just driving by looking at the truck windshield. You don't see the entire field, and it's really hard to see some of the subtle stresses, and nitrogen stress doesn't show up and uniformly across the field. It'll show up in some parts of the field before it'll show up in other parts, and an aerial image will let you actually look at the entire field to see any small part of it at any point in time.
Okay, you've been working with OptiGrow. That's a system from John Deere Agri-Services. Tell us about that.
Well, the OptiGrow is one of the tools that provides aerial imagery and processes it so that it's geo-referenced, so that a grower can not only see the amount of in-stress in the field, but where is exactly the GPS, so that a grower can go in and actually correct the in-stress with equipment at any point in the field. So that the idea is usually fields do not become deficient uniformly, and the OptiGrow will let you check that basically whenever you order that and have the actual information to tell you where you need more, and so you can go out and apply it just to those areas that need it.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, as corn is about $4, between $3.90 and $4 a bushel, all of those little things make a big difference at the end of the year.
Yes, even though nitrogen is higher than normal with the energy prices, a lot of times when people pencil it out, it's not that many bushels to pay for the extra in and whatever information they need to guide that. But with this spring, in a lot of areas, they've had way above average rainfall. And from all the past years we've seen, when you get more rain, you lose more of your in, you have more nitrogen deficiency. And with the high price of corn right now, this is something people really want to watch closely for the bottom line.
And corn growers wanting more information about remote sensing and the list of the local providers for the OptiGrow system should visit www.johndeereagriservices.com.